Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information.
Now to that breaking news overnight, Grammy-nominated rapper Nipsey Hussle shot and killed outside his own clothing store in Los Angeles. Tributes from NBA stars and political leaders are coming in overnight, praising the performer for his focus on stopping gang violence and helping kids. Adrian Banker is in L.A. with the very latest. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning to you too, Michael. Yes, it seemed that he was friends with everybody. Nipsey Hussle really broke through a barrier before he teamed up his independent label with Atlantic Records here in Hollywood. He famously sold his mixtape, a CD, on the streets of South L.A. for $100 a pop. He raked in $100,000 in just 24 hours, and that was just the tip of the iceberg. And today, he is being remembered as a savvy and street-credible businessman and also a...
This morning, fans and friends in mourning after the stunning murder of Grammy-nominated rapper Nipsey Hussle. The 33-year-old born Ermias Ashkadom shot dead outside his Los Angeles clothing store, two other people wounded in that shooting. Overnight, police look for at least one suspect.
In the time of crisis, we preach peace, but we also preach justice.
Hustle and motivate. Celebrities among those sharing their grief, including artists Rihanna and P. Diddy, NBA superstars LeBron James and Steph Curry, who weighed in during a post-game press conference.
Definitely a sad, sad, tragic event. Obviously, send prayers to his family, his community.
And John Legend in shock, tweeting, "I just spent Thursday with him and filmed a video for a beautiful new song."
We come from gang culture, so we dealt with the system a lot.
The father of two, known for his music, creating jobs in South L.A. as an entrepreneur with several businesses and investments in education and the arts. Growing up as a gang member, he worked with police to curb gang violence.
He was just there for the community, for the kids.
And mourners gathered outside Hussle's store to pay tribute. And just hours before his death, the last thing he tweeted was, "Having strong enemies is a blessing."
And Hussle had asked for a meeting. That meeting was set to happen today with the LAPD to discuss ways to come against gang violence in South Los Angeles. Community leaders and law enforcement have encouraged there be no retaliation for his murder. George?
Yeah, it is a tense situation there. Okay, Adrian, thanks very much.
You are listening to a High Standard production.
Now, I don't ever want to hear you niggas say you doubt some shit again. Look, fake niggas don't show me love and all you fake bitches on won't show hugs. I got this pistol with a gang of hundred, and this drop Mercedes Benz get done blunted. Don't be surprised if you don't get what you never wanted. I'm on my fifth fly whip while you ain't never stunted. Never going broke, funny cause I never budget. Lot of niggas around now that I ain't never fuck with. That's why I'm in and out of town, out in other country. Like the less I come around, the more I get money. And I've been catching wind lately that the fans want me. But I'm gonna keep getting richer, it's gonna get ugly. So my mama, I'm a gangbang graduate. Pioneered the transition from this crib. It wasn't easy, nigga, but I mastered it. That's why I still deliver rap so passionate. Built my own lane, ain't no nigga ever had me shit. Lost an ass, do you understand the average? The fact I'm still standing speaks values to my standards. Love lavishness to aim for extravagance. Even if it's only temporary, at least we had the shit. I pressed the gas to 160 on the dash and sit. My bitch lit the blunt and passed the shit. Look, iPhone 4 is a life on tour. Get 5 racks every night. What's the price on yours? I'm down to splurge on my bitch cause I'm white, no war. Get the whole fall collection if she like that store, baby. Grind crazy, that's just how this life made me. Trust funds for Imani. In case this life take me, I live it to the fullest, never let this life break me. Thus far, it's been a cold demonstration. Number one question now is, did the fame change? You fucking right, young nigga, should I be still gangbanging? Wait, hold up, hold that thought. Take these shots and tell my niggas, yes, I beat a marathon. Don't stop before I steal my soul, I give my life. It's been a minute, but we gon' get right. Watch. We'll be right back.
how I knew I'm moving in the right direction. My mama always told me I was gonna be special. I'm out here on a mission and I'm all alone. It's far from where I'm going and I'm far from home. Somehow I know I'm moving in the right direction. My mama always told me I was gonna be special. Hustle. Yeah, 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 yeah. The motherfucking marathon continues. TMC, nigga. Think I'ma drop 2 discs on you niggas this time. I feel I can keep going.
To the most exciting parking lot footage we've ever gotten at the BET Awards. I know that's very specific.
Is that true?
You tell me what other parking lot footage we've got.
Well, there was a bad thing that happened at a nightclub a couple of years ago.
That wasn't at the actual awards
show. But it was
okay. Nipsey Hussle showing up to the BET Awards over the weekend and was going to park his car, and apparently there was a parking cone that was blocking the way. Somebody moved it, and then it led to this. The slap heard all around the BET weekend.
Oh. Wow.
That's open hand slap. So let's break down the game footage here.
wish I can open up some gates and see my dog. Yeah, I'm still yet to see no more. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. Yeah, you know one day we gon' call. All they wanna do is see us fall. All my niggas ride fully loaded, 10 toes for me in the heat of war. Money, baby, you my Mia Mo. Free my niggas and free some more. Fuck the judge with a sick dick, but a nigga hate 12 even more. Evil souls, nowadays gotta keep it close. That's all my life, we're full of wrong, just hard to do right. Until I get on, you know I'ma grind. Yeah, put a little nigga on ice. Yeah, do you remember them nights? Yeah, nigga was hustling and starving, trapped out of apartment, pumping that pack, I was starving. Open up some gates and see my dog.
My dog.
Yeah. I'm still yelling for your mom. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. Yeah, you know one day we gon' fall.
Free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all.
Hey, I'm yelling, free my dogs, it's forever, fuck the law. Middle fingers till they call my niggas ready for war. Cause we'll come through like some soldiers, we'll come through like we own it. Yeah, nigga, we own it, what's that?
What's that?
You don't want smoke, bitch. Free my niggas too, it's totin'. Free my niggas who lost focus. Real niggas won't focus. Real niggas, they know this. With the pig to a wolf, with the rat to a wolf, that's a real small snack. Yeah, niggas know that. Once you cross that line, he'll gnaw on
those.
Wish
I could open up some gates and free my dog.
Yeah,
I'm still yelling for your mom. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. Yeah, you know one day we gon' fall.
Free my dogs, free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs. Free
yeah.
Them all, free them all, free
yeah.
My dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them
I
all.
I wish I could open up the gates and free them all. My niggas, they was running from the dicks, but they got caught. The place that we involved, we was raised to be some dogs. Bullet holes in the walls, niggas never had a cause. They thought it was because everybody in the gang, and you ain't cool till you catch a body. Living in the hood, remember good times. Smoking on the black, spin good rhymes.
Wish I could open up some gates and free my dog.
Yeah,
my dog. I'm still yet to see no more.
My dog.
I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. You know one day we gon' find.
Free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free them all.
It's gonna be some stuff you're gonna see that's gonna make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you gotta keep your sense of humor. You gotta be able to smile through all this bullshit.
Later. can walk you through the days that are done. I often wish that I could save everyone, but I'm a dreamer. Have you ever seen a nigga who was strong in the game? Overlooking his tomorrows and it finally came. Look back on childhood for a reason, I'm still feeling the same. Turning circles in my ninth grade, dealing cocaine. Too many houses in my local life, vibes are strange. And a man without a focus life could drive me insane. Stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed. But when I focus on reality, we broken and changed. Had a dream of living wealthy and making it big. Over football, told to cook raw and taking it dig. And after all, my mama's thanking God for blessing the child. All my mama got to do now is collect it and smile. Smile. Straight shot, bullets be hot, they burning, inhaling sherm smoke, visual lives to the flames, well I be smothered by my own pain, strange wishes, cowards conversate, so quick to distance, taking pictures for the feds and desperate hopes they get us, hit us all, give us plenty centuries, forgive my sins, since I ended many penitentiaries, the best revenge, just fuck friends, we military minds, soldiers, busting shots blindly, trying to find Jehovah to help me, somebody save me, lost the crazy. Drop a seed, hoping I ain't cursing my baby. Maybe now, niggas feel me now. Pitching my pain, embrace my words, make the world change. And still I smell, nigga.
And now a moment of silence. Let us pray. And as you journey into outer space, may the angels help to lead the way. May the prayers that our families make shine upon your soul and keep it safe. And all the homies that have passed away, they're there to greet you as you pass the gate. And as you head to the tunnel's light, I hope it leads to eternal life. We save a prayer for the homie Pop.
Around the block, they broke on me, said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage, playing Sega, daddy smoking sherm, mama playing spades, catching vapors. Grandma said I get some Jordans for my grades, that's my baby. When she died, my heart broke 100 ways. I spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lot of shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setbacks for major comebacks, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do a song with Nip. K dot here, better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. About flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4 yard living, giving to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we be close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands with bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Am. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we move. Dedication.
If it ain't congratulating, it'll look like
hate.
If it ain't congratulating, it'll look like what
Nip
said.
Hold up. La, this ain't entertainment. Four niggas on a slave ship. These soldiers and spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore today, amazement. I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lock us behind gates, but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga. That's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a life jacket. Couple meals for the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back, so it's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave for some white crackers. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 and Reebok classics. Read a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have dedication. Hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting. Told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication. Ah! Ah!
Thank you, Sister Nate. You know how we locked and loaded, y'all? Yeah, Sister Nate in Texas was beat. It was white dude, you know what I'm saying? And then she got some additional charges. They want to make sure we put it in our PSA, the People's Service Announcement. You know, first and foremost, y'all say welcome again to another edition of Freedom All Radio, Intellectual Radio. Y'all can call in. Call in 708-223-8953-929-477-3785. That's what it is, y'all. Talking about a number of things, you dig? This is a weekly program for the Black Panther Party Cubs. So y'all come on in, Cubs. We with us. That's right. We see the comrades, the community, the people just getting in with us, y'all. We're coming in a little late. We're going to make history, fake history, and tape history. Y'all just heard some introductions, you dig? Mr. Y'all, so make sure you know if I'm going to be heard clearly over the airwaves, over the video, over the Facebook Live. Make sure, y'all, you know, we can be seen, we can be heard, all that. You know, we want to get this out there.
Loud and clear, Brother Chairman.
Loud and clear, right on. This is a weekly program of the Black Panther Party Cubs, done in the spirit of Black Panther Party, intercommunal newspaper, Black Panther Party Cubs, Freedom All Radio's weekly program hosted by myself, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., as well as that of Robin Allen, a.k.a. Lady Ray. She made to tap in with us, got us more some help issues, keeping your mind behind, you know, as well as all, you know, all our people in the general. But again, my goals is not to know the with us, you know what I'm saying? But y'all take us pause for the calls. Open the front door, the back windows, you know what I'm saying? Tweet, Instagram, whatever form of social media that you may have access to. You know, matter of fact, you like the old community grapevine. Tell somebody to tell somebody, you dig, that we live and direct on Freedom Radio. In the spirit of internationalism, again, in the spirit of internationalism, we say in the words of Marcus Garvey, one struggle, one people. Indeed, we cannot afford the luxury of this trip. This is, I need that sister's name real quick in Texas. We'll make sure we keep updating with that case, too, because it was beat down in Texas. A dude that beat her, you know what I'm saying? And also, and just to talk about the state dynamics with that, the additional charges, the charges that she was given. Today. We'll make sure we include that in there. Also, continue condolences to the situation that's continuously happening in Chirac and every other colonized community. Two sisters on 77 Edwardson gunned down 2 days ago. Sister that was gunned down in Washington Park. Brother the other day. You know, and forgive us. I definitely want to be sensitive or stoic. Do we forget some of these names? But you dig, it happens so fast, it's constant back to back. You know what I'm saying? Not back to back, but black to back. Black to black. Other PSAs, you know what I'm saying? We take y'all input. We talk about y'all, you know. And you say, Champ, I never hear you talk about certain things. You never hear, and, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the recent Chicago election, what have you. You did, you know what I'm saying? And many people talking about, you know what I'm saying, in regards to the automatic wars as well as the mayoral election, Lori Lightfoot, as opposed was contending against Tony Perkins, the Cook County Board President. So they said this is like the, another, they keep on saying record low for what they call voter turnout. And this is, you know, it's a depiction of, you know, some of people's lack of faith in this whole electoral process. You know what I'm saying? Just keep, you know, like running in circles, you know what I'm saying? And we didn't talk about this. I'm open to y'all input and our people's position may be, well, yeah, you know, we got to choose this, we got to go for that, you know. And it's just, you know, it's insulting. That every other, you know, group, special interest group or, you know, community can be, you know, bold about their demands or even acknowledge, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to our community. We just, it's just like in face value only, when people say, you know, the term black is thrown around, you know, to a term like people of color, but because of policies, nothing really comes out to our community. And people say, well, where are we going? And again, I know it's a far-fetched. I'm the more work I engage in, the more work we engage in, the more I recognize it is far-fetched. That, you know, if you understand that these different apparatus can be utilized, but we have to be in a place of power to be able to utilize these apparatus. In other words, a plumber, you look at, you know, use a wrench and the vice grips and all that, but the plumber has to have enough strength to be able to govern that vice grips, you know, so we can work there. Our people, our community has to be in a position of power that we can be able to send some mandates and dictates out, you know. We open for that also. And I gave y'all the numbers to get into y'all again. Need y'all to call in, you know, so either comment on Facebook Live. The Dejanique Lee, right on to the comrade. Dejanique Lee. Y'all, the Key Lee. Y'all, you know, keep in tune with that case was happening down in Texas. You dig? And this is an example, you know what I'm saying? You know, people say, well, you know, like, in fact, today, people talking about, you know, well, how should the mayor elect life would be addressed? Should it be, you know, people they say, why are they strategically different arenas saying the first black woman? Mayor, the first openly gay woman mayor, you know, of a city, major city, and there's been historical debates about, you know what I'm saying, I don't see the camera right on, Dejanique, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, Dallas, Texas, Lee, I don't see in the bill, that's what it is, show body, Roosevelt, that's what it is, see y'all in the building, right on, they don't want Muhammad, right on, see my brother. All right, Nick, I see the building. That's what it is. It's an American building. Right on. Patty Bob, that's the field marshal. Okay, right on. Y'all tune on in. Y'all let me know we have it direct, y'all, on Field Mar Radio. And it's questionable, you know what I'm saying, in regards to how does this system, in regards, you know what I'm saying, how, you know, what's priority? In fact, I think it was Katie Couric had asked Obama, then former U.S., I think he may have been Senator Obama when he was running for U.S. president. She had Katie Couric asked President Obama, then to be President Obama, do you view yourself as a black man or first or something, or an American or something else? And the position was not that of a black man, you know what I'm saying? That he viewed himself as something else as opposed to that of yours, I think it was American, something else. And I'm Stroger Sr., after the assassination of Chairman Fred, the thinker Lamar Clark. They were asking him about, you know, what are you, you know, what's your position? His position was, he said he was a Democrat first. And something, you know what I'm saying, and especially in this day and age, people say, well, what is, you know what I'm saying, you know, the whole dynamic about, you know, the women, you know, and this has come up, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, people say, are you being oppressed, you're a woman, or you're black, whatever the case may be. And there's been historical struggles and their historical tactics, you know what I'm saying, in regards to the black community, the divisiveness that's been implemented by the system, you know, by the ruling class. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, like people say, well, white women, when their era of chattel slavery, they didn't have the right to vote. They got, you know, they own the era of suffrage and so on and so forth. And though technically not on a record, you know what I'm saying, may not have the right to vote, but the question of, you know, power, the question of, you know, Hillary Clinton, the question of power, you know what I'm saying, even though whether it be technically on a record or not. And we see with this case in Dallas, Texas, with this sister, you know what I'm saying, with this white man, with this black woman. We see when the police roll call, when the radio calls, the first description that comes out, the dynamic of race. You know what I'm saying? You know, a black male offender, black female offender, not female, black female offender. So that how the deal is, we relate to what Lenin said. Lenin had assessed that, Lenin, a Russian theoretician, had assessed that we view situations and individuals how you view the state and how the state views you. Again, how you view the state and how the state views you. That's the dynamics we're talking about. And at the end of the day, in these courtrooms, these classrooms, and these grocery stores, you know what I'm saying, in market analysis, and these different decision boardrooms, the question of race can never be negated. And we recognize, we know the politics of names, the part of stores, so on and so forth. Everything is political, including every language. That's what it is, y'all. Welcome. I'll tell you, I bet we won't sit in this car. You know, I don't do no commercials for nobody else. We just talk to them.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Okay, we live in the network. Y'all got a call in number. Don't be afraid to use it. You live. Let's see, Hustle. There are those we talk, who are such a phenomenon. Let me, phenomenon. Which technically the definition of phenomena is an unusual event that can be scientifically explained. And throughout history, we've seen phenomena, whether it be individuals, whether it be organizations, whether it be situations. Minister E.P. Newton had assessed that power is the ability to define phenomena and make it act in a desired manner. Power is the ability to define phenomena and make it act in a desired manner. One of the principal dynamics of our community is we deprive of the power, an inability to assess, to sum up, to define it. I said, in so many cases, we have a reactionary assessment. And the deal is, system, the government, they have no issue with, you know, saying, with people having access to resources, people having guns, people having understand situations, if they don't even have the primary ability to define it. In other words, the state had no problem with certain individuals going, you know what I'm saying, no doubt about it. Yes, indeed, my sister, during the era of chattel slavery, the state had no problem with certain individuals going to the church, you know what I'm saying. But forces such as Reverend Nat Turner presented a problem to that. He presented a problem to the church, you know what I'm saying, even when the slave owners raised issue with the fact that his biological sister. So wait a minute, this dude is a problem. She said, no, he's preaching a good word. You know what I'm saying? But he said, no, it's a different dynamic. It's a different response. You look at the slaves, they're responding differently. It's a problem. You know what I'm saying? So you and our people didn't have the ability to define. In fact, many people that Reverend Nat Turner had took on that move, on one of the most largest uprisings, rebellions we have seen during the era of chattel slavery, that of 1831. That same 1831 was Tupac had tattooed on his back. With Reverend Nat Turner, he didn't go through the struggling without all the individuals letting know what move he was doing. In fact, he told some of them cats on the plantation, we just go on and, you know, rake some leaves and take a walk. And this is, I'm saying this to say, there are certain forces that, you know, say, we cannot afford the luxury to keep on debating with. This phenomenon, the assassination of Nipsey Hussle, and let his life as well as his death be a dynamic that, you know, say, to be politicized, you know what I'm saying? And in so many cases, you got to put a lot of work in. A lot of situations, cause zeal is everything in our community. It would be the chemical biological warfare, i.e. the crack, the heroin, the malaria, the AIDS, you name it, in our community, whether it be the disproportionate infant mortality rate in our community. whether it be the case of the police gunning someone down. There are so many cases where we are, you have to even fight the victim themselves to say this is political. Because there are some people that come out and say, no, you know, so that's not the case. When you have certain dynamics that you can work with, you can say, okay, man, no, listen here. Look at these different dynamics. It is important that we seize the time. And also we must understand this information is dangerous. It is dangerous. It's, relate to the scene in the planet of the apes where the orangutan told other gorillas, he said, hey, careful. The humans don't like no small gorillas. And you know what I'm saying? So people must understand this not to be, this information it presents a problem. It presents a problem. And there's a consistent assessment. Because in so many cases we have our community we have these reactionary responses. You know what I'm saying? Later on down at the end, the white man bringing the drugs in. However, the process of getting to that at the same time, it's not consistent. You know what I'm saying? The turning the gun programs, the same police is dropping the guns in our community. The same, and we just say people in our community that drug kingpins calling the same state to backwalk people in our community. You know what I'm saying? A disconnect. So it's ideal to think that we're going to have some sort of gift wrap revolution, a gift wrap some Masons where there's going to be a consistency. So we have to work with what we got to work with. You know what I'm saying? But again, the politics is not the political assessment is not a popular position. I'm learning. I've learned so more. The different analysis that people come up with, why are we in our situation? What's going on in our community? You know, whether it be out of nefarious intent or naivety, whether it be out of fear, whether it be, in many cases, attempts to, make it inside, to go inside of this burning house, to go inside of a system that was built on our backs, blood, sweat, and tears. And again, everything from the gun, because in fact, Minister E.P. News said we must even politicize the gun. In other words, what makes the people's gun different from the peers' gun? You know what I'm saying? Minister E.P. News at one time had retracted the uniforms because the uniforms had started to outgrow the people's understanding the significance of the politics. People start thinking, well, I got a leather jacket on. You know what I'm saying? Our programs, you know what I'm saying? We're going through struggles within our organization about our programs, about where to hold them, when to let them go. Because on so many cases, we have been reminded that the vanguard, you know what I'm saying, that we ourselves may take for granted that people understand what are these programs designed for? What is service to the people? What is that dynamic? What does that mean? You know what I'm saying? And the deal is, if we move, as Chairman Fraser said, the vanguard can never move too far ahead of the masses, nor can it be subjugated to being that of the tail guard. We do not deal in commandism. However, we got to keep a steady pace up, and it hurts because a lot of people want to move fast. We got to do this, we got to do that. However, if we are detached from the people, again, when the vanguard party is the most advanced detachment of the community, but if you move too far away, it's detrimental. And we have opportunities, individuals who, you know, say, who relate to the community. You can't say you hear all type of naysayers and, you know what I'm saying, naysayers and slave sayers. Well, you know, this guy, he's with the Crips, and he could have, the first response, whether it be through the different artists, the gangs and TIs, what have you, and this is no slight on these individuals. This is their first response, you know what I'm saying, automatic, niggas done it. You know what I'm saying? You have so many of our community that have been damaged to the point. Damaged to some, they should never even be in a position to give out a summation. You know what I'm saying? You have some that are damaged to the point that they have an automatic response. It's like a person that may have been hit by a pit bull as a child. As soon as they hear something, they go, the pit bull's done it. You know what I'm saying? You listen, you watch, the first response, and again, I said on the show earlier, some people's position may be with Chairman. Your first contact, you know what I'm saying, the state, so you may be subjective. You may be just, you know, all the time, you know, the state did it, the system did it, you know what I'm saying? And as I said earlier, if that had been just an aberration, in other words, if you had just told me, you know what, by happenstance, on December the 4th, the police had went awry. They did some things they usually don't do. They just happened to come through, kick through someone's doors, you know what I'm saying, guns blazing, assassinating 22-year-old defense at Demar Clark and 21-year-old Chairman Fred, you know what I'm saying, and that was a bad situation, you know what I'm saying, your mother-to-be, you know what I'm saying, didn't have much pregnant, police put a gun to her stomach. If you convey out to me that's an aberration. However, I'm, the fact facts is, a week before, there's an 18-year-old sister in that same city, Chicago. Chicago police shot her head up with a shotgun. You know what I'm saying? November 13th, Spurs and Jake Willis gunned down by Chicago police. That's long we start talking about the cases throughout the country, throughout the world. And in fact, the inception of the police. Again, the inception of it was born, it was birthed of the slave patrol. It was called the slave patrols, and their duties, their job was to go out and, you know, catch those who ran away from the plantation. We look at the UNIA, the Universal Negro Improvement Association. We look at how did J. Edgar Hoover, you know, who was a local district attorney, whose whole career was birthed and based on the attack on Marcus Garvey in the UNIA. This is the history of this system. You follow what I'm saying? So if anything, you know what I'm saying, objectively, the first response, anytime that people have done something progressive in our community, who, and not just progressive, on an independent type of way, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You people, they have profiles. We look at, there's been Instagram posts, forgive me, I can't pronounce, in fact, Missy Hustle's name correctly, who again, this opens the door for some of the discussion, Eritrean. This opens up for discussion about Eritrea, Ethiopia, the roles of Italy, so, you know what I'm saying, the colonizing, so on and so forth. But his father, you know what I'm saying, the image you've seen of his father in 1975 with the signs of down with apartheid, down with imperialism, these are different, you know what I'm saying, the protests and his political ideology. The state studies bloodlines, they study DNA. You know what I'm saying? And these are different dynamics we're taking to context. They, you know what I'm saying, they can tell you any local police station can tell you, you know what I'm saying, who's the local hustlers, you know what I'm saying, who's doing what, who has which habits, you know what I'm saying? They know who the informants are, so on and so forth. So when people just say, everything is political, and we want to heighten the contradictions, so, you know what I'm saying, so we can get to the stage in the games we see in other places, you know what I'm saying? I wish my guy can call in from Turkey to give us some updates on what's happening with the elections in Turkey. And I'm saying it because other places, you know what I'm saying, it's an acknowledgement, you know what I'm saying, of, you know, terms like political prisoners. You know what I'm saying? So on and so forth. I see in the bill, that's what it is. What about if Saeed, free them all, right on. The Dwight, I see in the bill, they come right cool. I see y'all in the bill, free them all. Keep y'all heads up, eyes with this, because y'all be live and direct. Y'all feel free to come in with us. Y'all feel free to tune in with us. Y'all feel free to call in with us. We're talking about a number of things. We're talking about right now, Nipsey Hussle. I'm going to talk about my first encounter with him. You know what I'm saying? You heard me say it before. I'm going to say it again. I relate to what Richard Pryor said. He's a peopleologist. You know what I'm saying? He studied people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, some people say your first contact, you know what I'm saying, your first impression. I'm going to talk about that. Names. You know what I'm saying? I had mentioned this cat in Chicago, Bump Johnson. Bump Jay. Bump Jay, who the cats he had with him, like one of the cats, Daryl Hamilton, D-Man, who was gunned down by Chicago police, December the 2nd, 2002, shot 15 times by Chicago police, was sitting second in Dorchester. I remember telling Bump Jay that I do the fact that at minimum that he even at himself, his name was in response to a black kid that hustled. Come on, Bump Johnson. Bump Johnson, who was come from a different cloth, a totally different cloth than Frank Lucas's and the Nicky Barnes. Bump Johnson, who had a cold, who, you know, refused to, you know, send to sell dope, you know, send to the black community. Had certain who had told when Malcolm was dealing with certain contradictions, who told stated Malcolm X, I'll put the guys in the corner and stand with you in your defense. I'm talking the guy in New York, Harlem, Bumpy Johnson, DCIC, free them all. Bumpy Johnson, whose prison record. Now I'm saying what his prison record is defining me. See, you hear people say terms like, "Well, that's my truth," or "That's your truth." This is a whole climate of subject that is saturated with subjectivity. When we talk, I'm talking about some different dynamics. I'm talking about Nipsey Hussle. I'm telling you objective facts. I'm saying from state's perspective, people's perspective, when we can debate a lot of things. I mean, what are you talking to, the police or the people? Chairman Fred was assassinated December the 4th, 1969. There's no debate about it. It's not my truth. It is the truth. You know what I'm saying? And these are positions that people attend to play that they play in the community. They can't play in the ruling class. Could you imagine going up in the school where I believe this about, you know what I'm saying? So they're going to say, no, this would happen. You know what I'm saying? You go up in court. I don't, you know, that's your, you can debate it, you know what I'm saying? You can send in folks from a state bill, article, what have you. You know what I'm saying? You can feel differently. But at the end of the day, there's an objective reality. You did, and these individuals talking about, it's a fact. The caliber of cloth that Nipsey Hussle come from, it's a fact. Well, you know what I'm saying? Bumpy Johnson, you know what I'm saying? His prison record, his prison files, they have a jacket on you. They define him as a race-conscious, cocky Negro. This is the prison administration defined Bumpy Johnson as. You know what I'm saying? This cat Nipsey Hussle. You dig? You watch even the different names of organizations, individuals. Names of individuals. Again, this is the names of organizations and individuals. You know what I'm saying? And what you identify with, what you think is cool. You know what I'm saying? You know, you look at, I think there's a question coming in. Don't feel free to call in or type in any questions too. The organizations, individuals, you know, so you check that out. This Nipsey, I talked about before when the first contact that my mother, when she came, she went to go talk to comedian Nipsey Russell. Nipsey Russell, some of those in my generation, they'd be familiar with him more like in the movie The Wiz. Down Ross, Michael Jackson, and everyone else was in there. He played the Tin Man. That's Nipsey Russell. And my mother, to be, I was probably about 6, 7.5 months pregnant with me at the time. And, you know, she's on the finance committee, Black Panther Party. And a lot of people that they had to approach, you'd be surprised. You have this abstract, oh, they're conscious, and they did, you know, it's some of the same things we go through it now. You know what I'm saying? I heard about, not from my mother, I heard about from other, you know, people in the community, the struggles they had with Nina Simone. When she, yes. So this needs to be correlated to today. What people just, what the ante had been upped. When you just could come in with no abstract, oh, I love you, and you know, put the lava lamp and you light your incense. No, people were doing concrete, tangible attacks, and they called for concrete, tangible responses. You know what I'm saying? Nipsey Russell made a joke about this when he met Deborah Johnson. I'm trying to call him on my phone and let me, okay, maybe do a three-way call because they got something on the 929 number, 477-3785. Depending on what service, I know they wanted us coming in directly. So I got to do a three-way calling, or turn to 708-223-8953. Okay, proof needs no proof. It's scientific. We keep seeing people call the guy who killed him a snitch. But do we know that to be true? Do we have the people? We have the people that he told on. I'm trying to call on my phone. Okay, we down people. Real talk. Real free down people. Let me touch on that. So Don P, man, y'all is my nephew Cole Forster. There's a number of different casters on that call. So Don P, I'm not saying this objectively. This young brother's the business, y'all. Attorney Khalid Muhammad, I see my brother right on. Love and respect. Nipsey Russell, the comedian, he made a joke about it. He say this lady came to him. She's pregnant. She got vandaliers of bullets come falling off her chest and. He talking about a donation for the Black Panther Party. His position was, he said, I'm not going to get up. I no money for no donate no money for no gun. But he said, I took an envelope of money and dropped it under the door of the Black Panther Party headquarters in 2050 West Madison for the free breakfast program. It's the type of climate, this type of dynamic. And you have to wonder why, you know what I'm saying, this brother, forgive me, but I even pronounced his name correctly, would adopt, take on the names common to Nipsey Hussle. A lot of people say, I just don't understand the politics, but the reality is everything is political. The names that you identify with, the organizations that you relate to, is political. And your political position is emboldened, it's imprinted in you. You know what I'm saying? It's a combination of things. You know what I'm saying? DNA, geographic location, experiences, first experiences, lack of experiences. You know what I'm saying? How you view different dynamics. I use the analogy about the baby gorilla. They have, you know, some certain baby girls, their first contact of milk came through of the white poacher's hands. So to them, subjectively, that's a savior. You know what I'm saying? Okay, the 929 is not allowing T-Mobile or Metro, sir. Okay, where else, Conrad? Y'all call in 708-223-8953. Y'all call in. on the comrade on our advisory board, Nipsey Russell donated $1,000 to the free breakfast program. And put in context of that era of time, this is the comedian Nipsey Russell. You know what I'm saying? Right on, because they don't really understand what state raised is. Let's talk about that. You know, and these are you know what I'm saying, state raised. You know what I'm saying? We'll talk about that too. Don't even get that point. This is I'm on overload with this, because you know, so whenever you get a situation, and again, we definitely, not that you look forward to this, but I say that in my situation, in my life as well as my death, you know what I'm saying, let it be utilized as a political opportunity to the upper ante, to heighten level of consciousness, you know what I'm saying, our actions, and you know what I'm saying, so on and so forth, you know what I'm saying, that we pick up and we keep it, we pick up, we up the ante, you know what I'm saying, that we mourn, we fight, you know what I'm saying, we politicize, you know what I'm saying, we have to. And not to let this brother, you know what I'm saying, be taken in vain. You know what I'm saying? Not to let him be taken in vain. And I'm going to say this too. There's a lot of people talking about the documentaries working on in regards to Dr. Sabi, you know what I'm saying, about the health and all that. And, you know, I'm going to say this to y'all, man. Certain voices, even Dr. Sabi himself, he himself said on that when he was talking, with the dynamics about we went to the whole arena about how many hits have been put on doctors, how many doctors they've taken out there. The whole entire planes have just quote unquote disappeared. In Malaysia, you name it, you know what I'm saying, different, you know, geniuses in the medical field. But Dr. Satan himself said that his mother had told him, you I think at the time he posed the cure, six people with AIDS. His mother said, they gonna kill you, friend. And he said he really couldn't, he couldn't understand it, you know what I'm saying? And this is Dr. Sabi's mother told him, they're gonna kill you. And then he said that shocked him, because he didn't, the whole dynamic of what this, the chemical biological warfare, a lot of people in the press, this system is trying to stop crime, or you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people can get in certain arenas because you're doing certain things, you don't know the threat that it presents. You know what I'm saying? And yes, indeed, we don't know, no doubt about it. Right on, sis. And even the discussion already before Missy Hustle's even, you know, saying they, you know, saying put in the grave already, Nick Cannon's going to finish the documentary. I mean, this, come on, man. They're talking about even that book that Slander just put on by Manny Marvin on Malcolm X. They say he posed a die right before the ending came out. See. If you say even with movies, let's know history, just changing a bit of it. In fact, Walt Disney had went to Orwell's wife, and they changed the ending of Animal Farm. So we keep everything, just change the ending of it. You know what I'm saying? And see, this changes the whole dynamic. So when they bring in certain individuals, the Nick Cannons in life, you say, oh, that's good, he's going to do it. And a lot of times we just rest assured, you know what I'm saying? Oh, that's going to be, that's good, you know what I'm saying? He's going to mean well. You don't take that position with someone cooking a meal. You couldn't tell me you're at your house, your grandmother's cooking food, you know what I'm saying? And then here come your auntie, who you know she messed the potato salad up every time she come back. And they say, grandma, you know what I'm saying? Grandma, I'm tired. And everybody say, well, ain't such and such, she gonna finish the meal. You're not going, grandma did everything. You're not going for that. You say, that's gonna be a different potato salad, a different green. You know it. You know what I'm saying? And after a while, you gotta say, wait a minute, why is it? You know what I'm saying? We know this, you know what I'm saying? The history of this individual, Nick Cannon out of his own mouth. He said, when he was in LA, Chris Brown told him. He said, Chris Brown told him, say, man, when you donate money, you say, man, go to these cats in the community, in the hood. He say, not to, Nick Cannon say, he thought, he didn't know, see nothing wrong with giving money to these organizations, these GMOs, these government made organizations. He said, when Chris Brown said that to him, he thought about that. And you have to take into account some people. This is their frame of reference. Some of these baby gorillas, they see no problem with, you know, say going back to the, you know, saying, the poachers to help foster their next generation of children. They have no problem with asking a poacher to help them fix their families up. Their frame of reference. They never seen no breast milk come from a gorilla. They never seen no real trees. They've been around these plastic plants, and they've been in zoos. They've been in a range of relationships. it's natural to them. You know what I'm saying? And you also, let me talk about contested conditions. Y'all heard me talk about this a number of times, particularly with these abstract conscious artists. You know what I'm saying? People say, I told some of these abstract conscious artists, I say, do you think it's coincidental that your first tour stops be in places like Germany, so on and so forth? Reason being, you are the blackest thing now. It builds the morale. You know what I'm saying? So in context, you know what I'm saying? You say, wait a minute, you're not in the black community. You feel what I'm saying? And it's a tame title. You know what I'm saying? But you have this brother, Nipsey Hussle, again, he could have very easily, you know what I'm saying? Y'all seen, you know what I'm saying, before his beard was growing out, you seen the physical resemblance of him and Snoop Dogg. They offered him opportunities to play Snoop in that movie, Straight Outta Compton. You know what I'm saying? He could have very easily said, okay, he don't go along with that. He said, it's no disrespect, you know what I'm saying? He's walking a different path. No disrespect. He's, you know what I'm saying? He walks a different path. And see, that alone presents a problem to the system. Because the deal is, they have a range for you. Here, this is who you want to be. This is how we're going to market you. Here's your woman, or here's your man, whatever. Or here's your mystery. Here's your car. Here's the type of music you say. Too Short talks about, it's an interview with Too Short, where he talked about he had a whole different song playing. Whole different song, you know what I'm saying, playing. And the layout, he said, when he got there, these people had they talking about, you know, take the clothes off, and all these women was right there. And it didn't even jive with the initial song he had playing. You know what I'm saying? This is, he talks about the interview. This is, you know what I'm saying? The deal is, and it was one of the Machiavellian tactics of imperialism. And if people don't know what that word is, go look at that poster with Nipsey Hussle's father, his Karen, 1975, in New York. The word is up there, imperialism. Look at his father's position about imperialism. This world politics that transcended geographical borderlines, whether it be Eritrea, Ethiopia, Congo, or Chicago. You know what I'm saying? So, excuse me, I'm you know, they're cold a little bit. These dynamics, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to throw. But you struggle to put things in correct political context and recognize, again, the state does that. They study bloodlines, you name it, just in case it takes black people out of their communities, isolate us from each other. No doubt about it. The problems that he presented, you know, can't be told in words. You know, and a lot of people can relate to the whole, because our people, one of the dimensions about being colonized, you know, so it's more simplistic to relate automatically. Money, even in our community, we see sexuality subjectively. In other words, Rome, imperialism in general, it sees these dynamics politically. They like the political definition. They can distinguish power from money. They can see the emasculation from homosexuality. Within our community, you'd be surprised how many people cannot be no distinguishment. Like it's such a reactionary dynamic in our community. If someone doesn't even want to speak English, people think that they're stupid. You know what I'm saying? This is the arrogance that, you know what I'm saying, that not to be in the colonized community. Arrogance characteristics that they pick up on, they carry. But again, so people can relate to the fact of, you know what I'm saying, to economic development. You know what I'm saying? Put the resources back inside the community. People say, okay, what's the big deal about that? What's the problem? You can talk to, Chicago Bulls players. You can go back to live. I've got this guy named, you know what I'm saying? And Craig Hodges, the Heat, he got this, but you tell him Michael Jordan, you know what I'm saying? Man, he talked again, who, you know, not clear the different dynamics of it. Craig Hodges telling Michael Jordan, you should lower the price on the shoes. Not knowing, Michael Jordan couldn't tell you the price of them shoes. That's like going to Ronald McDonald in front of McDonald's. Say, man, why don't you drop the price down on Big Mac and make it this price? Ronald McDonald, but you're like, man, I ain't got no say so with that, with them burgers. I come here, Ronald McDonald choose what colors he have on. It's a machine behind McDonald's that studies the community, studies the people, that has a scientific analysis to say, wait a minute, what colors make them hungry? Red and orange. Where to put them in the community? Where, you know what I'm saying? Where to put them at? So they ride past. Whether they're hungry or not, it'll trigger something in them. I'm hungry. You know what I'm saying? McDonald's. So Ronald McDonald, he's following orders. So they give you your directives. You know what I'm saying? It's the politics of McDonald's, the politics of hip-hop. When to play certain songs, when to bring certain individuals out, what colors to wear, what turns, what loops. And what's one of the dynamics about U.S. imperialism, it has the America's definition of the democracy is letting others have their way. America's definition of the democracy is letting others have their way. In other words, they can have you in our rock thinking we've demanded, we've made sure we wanted more Coca-Cola over here. They can have you in Chicago. We won an election. We made this move. We called for more police cameras. We demand. They can flip the script. You know what I'm saying? It's like some people, it's a joke. They be arguing with you. I get those change the words. People will be reacting and say, well, I want this. Okay, you won. And they concede. These are different dynamics. So just even the attempts that they brought Nipsey Hussle, who to collaborate with. You know, some different offers from the Russell Simmons and likes, you know what I'm saying, to go along with this, you know, to do this and that. You know, and even if it's incorrect decisions made, the state has a problem with you making it on your terms. You know what I'm saying? I think it was Kwame Nkrumah, the Ghanaian independence movement. Kwame Nkrumah had said that it is better to even be misgoverned by yourself as opposed to be governed what you think technically to be correct by a foreign entity. It's better to be misgoverned by yourself, your own self, as opposed to be incorrectly governed by a foreign entity. This presents a dynamic when we're talking about what's the end game. Tell me what's the end game. What are we fighting for? We're fighting for self-determination. To be able to at least at minimum make mistakes on our own terms. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, it's a different feeling. On your own as opposed to something like a lot of people during the era of chattel slavery. They came back to the plantation. They say they wanted masters to take care of them. You know what I'm saying? To cover down on them. You know what I'm saying? People talk about some people, and that's cool with some people. I there are some people that's cool with picking cotton white folks' asses all day. They cool with that. And that's what you feel, so be it. However, there is, hard as it is to believe, there are some individuals, there are some people who still thirst this precious entity to speak on their own terms, to have relationships on their own terms, not to be have to be forced to go along what is popular for the system today, what is beneficial for imperialism today. It is a dynamic that there are people who are cut from a cloth who do not go along with what the Romans do. There are people who say, I will still ride with that of Hannibal. I will still ride with that, unpopular as it may be, and we want to fight for that. We understand that, you know, that there's a certain benefit to being the Lil Wayne's, and you know what I'm saying, and so on and so forth. It's a guy who just recently, he pretty much admitted that he was an agent provocateur in our community. He said something to me recently. He said, no, you don't know. He said, the stuff I got to do, and I said, no, you can all read all that finance, and you know, and he said something like, no, you know who you are. You know what I'm saying? And I called it, you know what I'm saying? And see, these are different things that, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, because sometimes you look back, you say, man, you know, you think about the front, you think about the resources they give these individuals, you know what I'm saying, the boot tools, et cetera. And I'm going to talk about that, too, because a lot of people say, well, I don't, you know, people debate about this question about assassination or death, so on and so forth. You look at these different dynamics, you know what I'm saying, but I don't know the price that people pay. And one guy told me before, the chairman, you can look at some of these other individuals. They have come up, you know what I'm saying, even at the expense of the people. And I do not adhere to an abstract black form of nationalism. In other words, I don't think that all black people want the same thing. I think it's a disservice. I know it's a disservice. I know it's a disservice. I don't believe this politics is so potent that you can hear a show. I can talk to you. If you in a line, you know what I'm saying, we will, you know, have the same points of unity. I am clear that there is a difference between 20 million motherfuckers and 20 million motherfuckers with the politics. I am clear that, as Marcus Garvey said, when all else fails, to organize the people, the conditions will. I am clear that the system of imperialism is a parasitical politic, it's a parasitical economy. When it gets through with you, it guts you, it leaves you without nothing. You know what I'm saying? And some people's position may be, in their defense, their position may be they were nothing before that. And so that's, so be it. However, let's heighten the contradictions and let's combat liberalism, as Channel Nazi Tonga says. In other words, so when people tell you their position, let's acknowledge that. People, listen to people's position. Listen to them. We, you know, as opposed to, oh, he made a mistake, so on and so forth. Listen to the Games and T.I. to their very first initial responses. You'll say, you're like, what happened to you? What? Listen to people that, you know, automatically, the disdain for black men or disdain for black women or disdain for black people. It's a movie I told y'all to watch before. I said I ain't going to keep on advertising it. Sons of Anarchy. Clay asked the guy, Trent, he said, man, what happened to you as a child? You know what I'm saying? You must take, you know what I'm saying? You don't, and the problem, we must, as organizers, we have to listen to the people. You know, and however, when it comes with an arrogance to say that this is an objective summation in regard to some subjective situation that happened to them, now we have a problem. Now we got to cut you. Because I've had people tell me, hey, man, hold on. This brother one time, he was in the distance, and he heard the dog bark. And he said something to the effect, he said, man, he stopped. This brother's a courageous brother. I love him. And he said, that's a Rottweiler. I said, whoa. I said, how you know? And he told me the faithful story of what a Rottweiler had done to his father. And I respected that. Now, you know what I'm saying? I respected that. Now, a year. But he never took a position that all, you know what I'm saying, like they said, you shouldn't deal with them because Rottweilers are this. He had no blanket assessment. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, he didn't know. But you have in our community where people have a situation or something that happened to them. And they come with a blanket assessment. You know, some people who have no research. One of my Plan B guys had said one time, they had this show. They had all these different successful people, these movie directors, these upcoming generation. And they were on the shows, and they were just, I mean, my guy called me, you know, and they were just dogging black people out, the black family out. They were talking about, not to negate the pain that they went through, they were talking about the different cases, you know what I'm saying, that people, violations, the actions that people in their family had did to them. My guy called me and said, man, he said, I'm pissed off. I said, what? He said, they talking like this, this people, all black people. He said, man, and I can hear you when you say, you acknowledge it for that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people say, you don't hear terms like white on white crime. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's a blanket attack. You know what I'm saying? And as soon as they hear anything, you never hear the word cartel used in Chicago. All the different ingredients can be put out there. Young lady worked for the airlines, came home, the house was broken in, the guy's hands, this is an actual case. His hands were cut off, you know what I'm saying? The wire tied around his hand. And people say, man, he must have domestic violence or what's going on. Never, you know what I'm saying? No implications. You know what I'm saying? Soon as you say a black person passed gas, man, damn niggas, man. It's going to be the vortex is coming. It's going to be 20 degrees below zero. Man, black folks. I mean, literally, this is automatic. You know what I'm saying? So a murder happened. Automatic. Never even a thought of the police. Never thought about the state. And I tell you, at least just be open-minded. Let's check your damage. You know what I'm saying? Take your baggage. Just say, hold on, hold your baggage. And say, wait, before you get on this passenger plane, say, wait a minute. Could it be something wrong with the machinery, the engine, as opposed to say, wait, your first response is, man, no, and it comes out. They'll tell you, no, one time when I was a child, somebody, this Negro, this dude, I said, okay, let's have the discussion objectively. That was not, that baggage, that was not, you know what I'm saying, that person that worked for the airline. How don't bring that damaged baggage that you seen the guy, you know what I'm saying, out front the airport, you know what I'm saying, and you automatically, he or she, you know what I'm saying, they do not speak for the airlines. These individuals that people talk about in their lives, they do not speak for black people. They raise up, I mean, I asked about the question, is it knowledge about the guy, they say his name. I talked to a guy in the street, Shitty Cuz, and said, is it officially, he's a snitch. Now, I'm going to say this. They had a case where 50 Cent was in the airport, and he said something to this white guy with mental illness. Before 50 Cent landed, he donated the backlash that came down so heavy on him about people with mental illness, he donated to some white institution that deals with mental illness. You know it in our community. That's something we don't want to talk about. We know it's happening. It's rampant in our community. You can see, in the photo, look in his eyes. You know what I'm saying? You can see it. And that's That we can acknowledge that, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to say this, I don't know how much time we got. You know, the different dynamics, you know what I'm saying? About, you know, they say, as reports that say opposing anti-violence meeting set the next day, LAPD, Nipsey Hussle, you know what I'm saying? Listen, you this man, you don't know what this different dynamics if I do know this here. A criminal psychologist said he went to a crime scene, and what happened? Nipsey Hussle was a crime scene. The first thing you got to look for is who benefited. The carnage, you know what I'm saying? We day to day, you know what I'm saying? We got, you know, once it's touching down, giving us update every day, updates what's going down. Who is benefiting? And so, you know what I'm saying? To this day, to this very day, y'all, in Africa, in South Africa, occupied Tanzania, y'all still clicks going down, one faction. Some identify themselves as the Biggie Smalls crew, some identify themselves as the Tupac crew. You know what I'm saying? These are different to this day. In the case of the assassination of Pop. Even Biggie, you know what I'm saying? He said, well, he wasn't saying nothing. Big, you don't flatter yourself that you know, I mean, the fallout, the benefit. You know what I'm saying? We did the case of Willie Lord, Willie Lord of Unknown Vice Lords, you know, the progressive steps, you know what I'm saying? His strength, his death. Big law. You know what I'm saying? The surveillance, they tell you. Anytime an entity is powerful, if the state tell you that you under surveillance and something happened to you, you know what I'm saying? They either sanction it or know about it. First impression. That's fast. Auntie Janice, give all my brother my love. Say, free them all. I want you to help facilitate all them brothers online. Those over there in the town. You know what I'm saying? These brothers, we've been locked up so long, it's ridiculous. When we get them all online, all my irons, I see y'all, that's what it is. Antoine Ward, he's in the building. Naoka, I see y'all in the building right on. Everybody love, see the field marshal, right, boom, the building, that's what it is. Comrade Stan, hey, Mom, Bud Bunchy, West. Let's go, we moving the groove, and y'all, Angel Dickinson, mother, comrade. Man, comrade Nick, I see y'all in the building, that's what it is. Attorney Marvin, let's continue. Wow, come on. See, that's why he's doing this. Y'all still hear me? I'm not touching nothing else. See, be alone. Me and this technology. Backstage with our mom, comrade. This helps him. This he come up the stage. He was born. I'm a little bit, a few feet away. I see the medallion he got on. Man, I've been so damaged. Back to first impression. I see from a distance the gold chain he got. Mind you, my experiences of seeing these different artists fund so much resources into this dude, Jacob the Jeweler. Jacob, this guy who come from Russia, you know what I'm saying, supposed to be of the Jewish community, who his whole career been based on these artists getting these white Jesus pendants. This is all I'm seeing. So when I first see it from a distance, I'm thinking, oh, here we go again with this. So I'm acknowledging that. You know what I'm saying? That's been the context of seeing these cats recently. I'm getting a few feet distance from this young brother. I look at the chain that he got on. It's Malcolm X. Go with Malcolm X with diamond encrusted Malcolm X. I was later told that this first $100,000 to get from some song he got this charm. And no, I didn't go in a text. I know it's a damage. I know because of past history. You know what I'm saying? That was the first thought. But coming into contact, I see it. And it was inspiring. Come on now, Chairman. Go up. Go back. I'm scared to touch the thing, y'all. Me and the technology, y'all. I asked Nipsey Hussle. I said, are you familiar with Chandler Fred Hampton? His response was Chandler Fred Hampton Jr. What type of man would I be if I knew what Chandler Fred was? Let me say the political impact of that. How you assess people of our community, how it impacts, I take that to account. And that stuck with me. I remember my first contact with a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? People in the entertainment field, you know what I'm saying? Because I know they have you so isolated, you know what I'm saying? But the impact, you know, in some senses, aberration, you know what I'm saying? I remember I remember backstage with some artists I fight even coming in contact with. I said, I can't listen, you know what I'm saying? Some of these cats, you like the song, the music that you found, you know, you know, somebody's wrote these songs, you know what I'm saying, the whole bio, and here I was in the building. Yes, sir, my brother, love you, sir. Woo-woo. Continue, come up, community condolences. Real talk. You know, these backgrounds are made up, you know, and you know, some artists, like, if I meet them, I'm, you know, I came in, because it's actresses, you know what I'm saying, if that, you know, and, like, how can I even continue listening to the song? You know what I'm saying? Because you music, you know, something, you know, it's like a you want to take a trip. You know what I'm saying? You want to, you know, get to relate to it. But some of these catch me, I can't, you know, I can't go along with that. You know what I'm saying? I know it's just they send them off. Like I mean, all these artists, I think probably tell all these artists, you know what I'm saying, want to be the artist. Well, it's not the weird one. Unless you can't, like, you don't, can't do no shows outside. They're like, why? The weather bad? Like, no, we don't know if it's gonna be rain. And it might come down, it might take up these marker tattoos y'all got. You know what I'm saying? It won't surprise me if that. You know what I'm saying? Like, the tattoos, it was even questionable. The actual tattoos. And how many children they be running up, you know what I'm saying, doing this. And like, whether it be the drug usage, you know what I'm saying? Be like, what's his name? Be the Rat Pack, Dean Martin. They say Dean Martin used to carry a little glass. They say, really, it wasn't no bunch of liquor, no actual liquor in that. You know, you just doing, you know what I'm saying, play. But how many people, you know, follow behind them, they going to drink for real. I mean, black people in particular. These cats be here, they talking about this and that. Yeah, I'm killing, I'm shooting. You know what I'm saying? Cats act that, you know, man, they riding the bumping, it's for real. These cats, they put they tools up into some university. Which, I mean, literally. Dr. Drake recently, you know what I'm saying? They choosing up in the university. They doing good. How many babies that follow up what they done said, believing in this here? Like, really, these propaganda bombs, this Agent Orange in them dropped down, cats going along with this here, you go back and say, whoa, Lil Wayne, your children doing real good. I mean, man. So these two, to meet a brother like this here, you know what I'm saying, and the feel of authenticity. And I can relate to authenticity, whether, you know what I'm saying, even if it's my adversary, the respect I have for that, the real, saying the real. I know that term, they got watered down, keep it real. But that first meeting with him, this cat had potential, man. You know what I'm saying? In fact, we just was meeting in Oakland last week, you know, such a community meeting. We just talking about going up to L.A. to touch down with him, you know what I'm saying? It's a dynamic, man, you know what I'm saying? I remember my first encounter with Bone Thugs in the Harmony. I was like, man, U-turn. I was like, man, I literally, you know what I'm saying? I mean, no content. I said, man, I thought about it. And when the politics gives you a clarity, I said, man, you know, you move this song, man, meet me at the crossroads. And you want it to be like, man, yeah, maybe they read Garvey, you know, maybe this and that, you know what I'm saying? But the difference, then you later on, you do a little history check, like, okay, yeah, man. He just got, man, how you bumming to these guys? You know what I'm saying? In Cleveland, Ohio. Then later on, you reading that what's the dude's name? I'm really pulling the strings. Who? Oh, no. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Ice Cube came in the song and everything. Jerry Heller. You see the story? Jerry Heller comes from Ohio. You say, oh, okay. So this is like, I mean, no disrespect. I mean, we know the impact that Jerry Heller had on Eazy-E. You know, he talks about, you know what I'm saying, the whole thing about when the rebellions happened in L.A., you know what I'm saying? In fact, it could be correlated to the white dude James Brown called Pops. You know what I'm saying? These surrogate fathers, these individuals look for, you know what I'm saying? Man, like, literally. You know what I'm saying? So Jerry Heller, Philadelphia in the building. My brother, let's make sure we follow through. We need to be there for Malcolm X Day, man. Yes, I love you, my brother. Just send our love and greeting. So I'm listening. I meet Bone Thugs and Harmony, and the politics gives me the ability not to be subjective. Not see them. They had to let me, man. Are we talking to this Chandler Fred? They, no connection, none. I mean, no, you know, I'm not saying that to be subjectively. You know what I'm saying? I said, man. Wait a minute. It's ideal to have that song. Hear God at the crossroads and hoping that's what we want to hear. We want that to be the case. But then he said, well, wait a minute. Okay, EZ in Ohio. This is like a Mecca. This was to them. This was Jerry Heller come from. You know what I'm saying? So these are, you look at these different dynamics. You know what I'm saying? And I remember that U-turn. I said, man, I remember, you know what I'm saying? And I, And like some stuff comes out, you know what I'm saying? Jill Scott, I remember the Dave Chappelle block party. Comic Cup kind of forced the meeting. I mean, I could have been the damage. I'm telling you, you're going to feel it. I mean, the disdain for black men. I mean, you go, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm back up. And I remember going upstairs, and I remember literally not going downstairs. In fact, this is the first time the Fugees was getting together, and they performing, and people said, Champ, you want to go down there Lauren Hill's downstairs? I said, I don't want to take no chance. I mean, because this Jill Scott down there, this reality, you know what I'm saying? And these are, you know, and I'm saying this to say, this is no study on Lauren Hill, you know, even Jill Scott. It's acknowledging, you know, different positions, and it's because the state, they do psychological profile. They know and they exploit our differences in our community. They know it. And they know who to put up. They know how far you'll go. They know the issue, so on and so forth, you know what I'm saying? And this brother, you know, he came, Nipsey Hussle, he presented a problem, he related to the community. You know what I'm saying? And then I had a good impression of him. It was a hit that not only impacted him and his respective family, not his community, not only LA, not only Eritrea, you know what I'm saying, but for generations to come. You know what I'm saying? It's going to send defeatism, it's going to send all type of different dynamics. I think it's important that we sum it up politically, you know what I'm saying? Because the deal is, they planning on graving and caging all of us. But it's different to live as opposed to exist. You know what I'm saying? And this, in fact, they see one of his last tweets that says, it's fucking that powerful enemy. You think if he put that tweet out, you think he's talking about this, guy they call Shitty Cuz? You think he's saying powerful enemies? He, you know what I'm saying? He acknowledging that. You know what I'm saying? He's telling you. You think that's who he's talking about? This young dude, you know what I'm saying, what they call his name, a Shitty Cuz? See this here. A lot of cats don't believe that black folks are even worthy of nothing, including being hit by the state. You know, I mean, cats will tell you, oh, anybody think about us, we this and that. The impact that he had on community, this hit, you know what I'm saying, it's important to be someone so correctly. We live and direct, y'all, on Free MR Radio, Intellectual Radio. Let me know if we get any callers in queue, comrade, or we just remain on callers in queue. That's right. 708-223-8953. And we also, y'all, type y'all questions in. I know I missed a couple of them earlier. I got to get it on my chest, but let's open up questions. Don't call in. The 929 number is down. So if you can't hit the 708-223-8953. Are we looking? We still here. And type your questions in right now if y'all can. Type your questions in. Or a question or your comment. So I know you said something earlier, I missed it. Feel free to hit back again. He did, David Bryant. He's something he assessed that. He did. For those who just in the listener audience, David Bryant's comment that Malcolm X said bigger than him. Malcolm Shabazz, you know what I'm saying, who was assassinated, his grandson, all, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Red, free them all. Yes, indeed. And a lot of people, they hear words like they want to see assassination in a stoic, limited way. White man coming in some suits and mirrored glasses and briefcases and just. See, a lot of people wait on the same system that's doing us to come acknowledge it, to come tell, oh, this is. And some people is worse off than that. I said, if the government came and told everybody, listen, let us be upfront with y'all. It's crack cocaine. I know y'all been flattering y'allself that you think that your homie got a hookup and brought this in. Let us explain to you really how this got his goal. We did studies. Government did studies. And we, according to the melanin, and we had did it to the point that the darker you are, the more addictive you will become. I know, you know what I'm saying? We've done studies to put this in the community. The projects, we, the government, we're going to let you, we have gotten that bold now to let you know that term is literally a project. The police stations, all that. We have, you know, what's about Expressway? We have a program called the King Albert Plan. This is the government telling people this here up front. Also, I know you think that you've been calling shots, you about the dope in the community. Let us tell you about the history of the dope game. Let us tell you, this is, again, the government, if we make that clear, that your organizations, the Black Panther Party, contrary to you believing that it was just some Negroes on their own, they're just black folks fighting amongst each other. Let us tell you about this program that we put together, the government called COINTELPRO, Counterintelligence Program. We studied the psychological profile. We knew who to raise up. Oh, if your response here to believe like no such a, let me say this too, for this full disclosure, I've met people who were in the party. Y'all know I always distinguish between the person that's in the Black Panther Party and those who the Black Panther Party is. Anyone else? Girls go dark on the call. I've been hearing that. David Bryant, I've been hearing that. A few comrades let me know that. They serve as all the way black. You want to call? Yeah. Yes, indeed. What comrades point out, there are people who say and still take the position that it was male chauvinism, not the government, that destroyed the Black Panther Party. They actually, they pushed that, you know what I'm saying? And you talk to them long enough, it'll come out. You're like, you talk to them for 5 minutes. You say, wait a minute. No, we're talking about the Black Panther Party. We're not talking about at your house as a child. This baggage, we're talking about this passenger plane. And people say, like, the government, I mean, they put certain people in positions. If you think these individuals who be on Facebook telling you what they're going to do, so on and so forth, you think the state don't know who's going to do what? They can tell you in prison, they can tell you it's going to be a problem. The case of Darion Albert, Finger High School. They knew what was going to happen that day at Finger High School. They knew it. They told the police that they needed to stay in the car. Them children was banging on the doors trying to get, go take the case in. Banging on the doors trying to get in. They knew what was going to happen. They had psychological profile. In prison, they know they were called send a joint up. They had these two homosexuals they were put inside a prison and create a situation and say it's going to go up. They know what type of drugs. You know what I'm saying? So back to that analogy I was giving. The government can actually tell people this was been going on. Kevin says, no, it's some niggas that done that. You know what I'm saying? It's don't flatter yourself. You know what I'm saying? I mean, again, everything. So they don't have to. You know what I'm saying? You say, well, how did this serve? You know, Ron Brown, and that fear is something else. Ron Brown, the former Secretary of Commerce. For U.S. United States under Bill Clinton's administration, it was some deal going down in Africa, and you know what I'm saying, and he was coming out, he was on the plane, and Ron Brown, Google, check that out. The plane mysteriously just crashed, whole plane, and they said that there was no record of a black box. Now black box is something you find on the UPS, the regular plane transfer. You know what I'm saying, regular plane. This the Secretary of Commerce for the United States. They was on BET, and his family was talking about something. Man, when that guy said, that Naval Intelligence said about that hole on top of Ron Brown's head, like a 45 shell, man, they asked his daughter, she said, no, he died. You know, this stuff, hey, listen, man, you don't know the different, they don't see one thing about the ruling class, they do a need-to-know basis. We don't know all the different dynamics in the music industry, who, you know what I'm saying, who's going to benefit. Clive Davis told Shaka Khan, you worth more than us, dead than alive. They told him. They ain't cut no corners with him. You look at the moves that Sam Cooke was about to make. Go check out Sam Cooke. Go look at the different dynamics. Go look at, help me out now. What's the name? The one that raised the issue with Beyonce about singing her song, Ella, what's the name? Let me out now, y'all. The one Beyonce song, her song at Obama's inauguration, what's his sister's name? She described Sam Cooke's body. She had all his bones was broken. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't, you know what I'm saying? She talked, it was later spoke about the mafioso connection to the government that hit Sam Cooke. I think the sister's name in a minute. She's on Chess Records. Etta James. Watch out now. Right on, because Etta James. Etta James. You look at Sam, what was going on with Sam Cooke. You look at the, you know what I'm saying, who benefited? The guy Klein. You know what I'm saying? You real talk. Right on. Another member of our advisory board, Stan McKinney, right on. Still around with the ideology and philosophy of the Black Panther Party. It don't expire. You know what I'm saying? it don't expire. It's still relevant. It's still revolutionary. It's still relevant. You know what I'm saying? And it builds so many different dynamics up. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, y'all. We loud and direct, y'all. Again, Nipsey Hussle. Time only, you know what I'm saying? Nothing but the politics to sum up, you know what I'm saying? Correctly sum up, you know what I'm saying? This, and we still limited, you know what I'm saying? Because again, we're going to be deprived of certain, a lot of information because a lot of times people to miss certain things because they don't, they cut it off. You know, they came a phantom, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? Can't even think about, you know what I'm saying? It's like somebody in, you know, that's in Alaska all their life. You're talking about, you know, man, just hanging out at the beach. They can't even fathom that. You have people that can't even fathom, you know what I'm saying? They initial impact or damage. They can't even fathom that the system do something else. They have such a lack of appreciation of black people. They, who are you? Why would the, you know, so why would the system do something to you? You know, so I held it, you know what I'm saying? I looked at, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, like even the, how people see this, how the subjective, how they view this hip hop artist, you know what I'm saying? It's very subjectively, you know what I'm saying? They can't see, it's just music, you know what I'm saying? But and it's important that we don't keep on struggling with everybody to get on, because certain people, that music has to go over their heads. Herod, you on a plantation, you can't keep struggling with everybody to say, man, listen to what she's telling us, Harriet Tubman, listen to what they're saying. I've met people to this day, and I ask them, so you seen Dave Chappelle's Block Party? And yeah, I've seen that. And they with me and them, they can't see it. And it's good. Politics impacts what you hear, what you don't hear, what you see. Right on a left eye, you know what I'm saying? No doubt about it. You know what I'm saying? Even, you know what I'm saying, the time of her death, excuse me, her assassination, you know what I'm saying? And even people look for these correct political terms and situations. You know what I'm saying? You got to put stuff in context of our community. We're deprived of that. You know what I'm saying? It does not negate the reality that assassinations occur. People want to wait till we get the right political assessment, the perfect allies. No, because again, we are servants of the people and servants of history. So we want to lay this out, you know what I'm saying, now. You know what I'm saying? And you know, our future generations are going to touch it up and say, man, this is what this was, and this was this, so on and so forth. There are Asian provocateurs in our community, you name it. We got to put this correct political context, y'all. That's what it is. Any more questions or comments, y'all? We're going to count down. Y'all, let's vote for Nipsey. Let's vote for Nipsey Hussle tonight. Do some research on him. Do some research on Eritrea. Do some research, you know what I'm saying, Italy. Do some research on L.A. Do some research on LAPD. Do some research on whatever respective community you are in. Do some research on the Woodlawn Experiment. Do some research on Tupac. Do some research on, you know what I'm saying, Crenshaw. You know what I'm saying? Check out the community. You know, so do some research on, you know what I'm saying, the Mobutus. State raid. There are certain individuals, you know what I'm saying, that is a term that was used inside the prisons, kind of, you know, state raids, and a lot of people their first meals. Where, you know what I'm saying, Blue Laces, and right on, yes indeed, Blue Laces by Nipsey, yes indeed, they bumped that classic, y'all, yes indeed. The Negro Informant, right on, check it out, the Negro Informant talks about, you know, setting fires and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, right on, Ritual Liberation, Armed Struggle, all these dynamics, put these tatties into the conversations, y'all. In fact, Nipsey has said himself that people have been calling him and said, man, you don't want to do this thing on Dr. Savy, so on and so forth. Man, they watch yourself. Nipsey said, man, don't pray for me. Ride for me. Let me say something to you. It's a sister I met that was in the, she's sitting next to Dr. Savy. That's what she had, like, a lot of hair. She blowing. I remember we called meeting her, and she laughed at me when I said he was assassinated. She said, man, literally, she said, because she said, I'm first met her. You familiar with, you know, Chairman Fred Hampton? She said she had never heard of Chairman Fred Hampton, like, none of this. I said, you from Chicago? And she put it, she said, I'm such and such. I got so many hits on my video. I said, I ain't talking about hits on video. I'm talking about hits on us. You know what I'm saying? BJ and the Bill, I see my brother right home, to all the people. Man, she said, that's the Dr. Savy on the video. She laughed. She said, what are you assassinated? So you can't debate with everybody. You know, it is what it is, y'all. Champ Nazi Tom doesn't come to the stage in the game, man. Blood to the horse's brow. Woe to those who can't swim. State raised, man. Those are the ones. These are their first that milk come from the poachers. They're, you know what I'm saying? They, it's a connection. You know what I'm saying? And that's some big phenomenon. Some tragedy can break that connection. However, they, you know what I'm saying? They have indoctrinated some of these individuals, you know what I'm saying? At a certain time in their life, we must have programs. We must serve the people with the, like the Black Panther Party program, the Black Panther Party Cause Triple C program, to hit these children at a certain age, you know, indoctrinate, leave memories. Yeah, but staying in their brain, and a mark in their heart. And whatever they go through, as we've seen with Malcolm as a child, he remembered his father, you know what I'm saying, with the Garveyites. With his mother, he was organized with the Garveyites, and with all different travels and travails, they don't like to touch back down. State race, real talk. That's acknowledged. No doubt about it. They say if they produce these murders. It's like the movie Idris Elba, Beast of No Nation. They go through. They have these mercenaries. Shoot, have these. They kill them up with dope, and they use their eyes. They kill their parents in front of them and say, now their pores are open. They tell them, I'm your new parent. Who? The sheriff, the police, the adoption agency, the social agency. And you know what I'm saying? You walk in those footsteps. You're walking in the state's footsteps. Have you heard of Mary Ellen? I heard that name, Mary Ellen Pleasant. I heard that name. I can't recall the particulars. You know what I'm saying? Well, all, no doubt about it. It's bigger than the whole dynamic. No doubt about it. Let's keep our eyes open. Let's, you know what I'm saying? Never let it be negated to just no one individual. They told me, you know what I'm saying, who is it? It's a machine. That's how we had to view this. It's a, just don't tell me a football game, oh man, such was the quarterback that won the game. No! When they assassinated Dr. King, they told the black firemen, y'all got a day off from work. Y'all ain't got to come to work today. Oh, this is a machine we talking about. Isn't it no individual? You know what I'm saying? It's a machine, so it's ever developing. It ain't no absolute clear cut. Okay, well, get a bad guy. That's it. Case closed. No, it's so many different dynamics. What type of music they play? What type of atmosphere? You say the state again? Everything's political. You know what I'm saying? And so again, Nipsey Hussle is big. Nipsey Hussle is big, y'all. Long live Nipsey Hussle. That's Armin, the politics. And sum it up politically. His life as well as his death. You know what I'm saying? You know, the benefactors, let it be ever developing. You know what I'm saying? There's no statute of limitations for terrorism. And what happened to Mr. Hicks was an act of terrorism. It was a message to our community. Listen to the responses. People say, oh man, forget that and deal with black people. Did it do to you? You know, so black people do to you? That was a strategic move. Strategic move. Okay, she funded the Underground Railroad from San Francisco. She paid John. Okay, I went him to her. Okay, man, I remember her in the name. Right on. Yes, indeed. Now, we're on a countdown. I'm working. They're working on getting me to the West Coast. So, comrade, I'm going to hit ears up, y'all. You know, so we're going to touch down. But meantime, between time, y'all keep your eyes open, ears open. Y'all eyes open, ears open, yeah. Ears open, fist clenched. Long live the legacy of Nipsey Hussle. Lonely legacy, Nipsey Hussle. Real talk. It's going to be an ongoing summation. You know what I'm saying? You can't. I told this one camp in the street organization, told me, see, Chairman, you crazy. I'm going to die for the people. You can't kill motherfuckers like us, man. You can't do it. Long live Nipsey Hussle, y'all. Real talk. Take history. Take history. Tape history. So we can go out with some blue laces and marathon, y'all. That's what it is. It's called Free Them All. Here's the Bible.
Free Them All, Brother Chairman. And check it out with, of course, you know, the Pac and Nipsey joint that you missed. So that's that international. So take us out on that day. All day. You know I was going to find some Pac and Nipsey. You knew that, didn't you?
I'm sure.
Indeed. Free them all.
Free them all.
Poppy, I love it when it's wet and sloppy, in and out of my peace until I come, no one can stop. crispy. Shining from my wrist to my gold chain. Anywhere I go, I keep it hood. I never change. If it ain't up on my lap, got it stashed in the rain. Back, back. I'm getting bread on the rival. Private jet. Anywhere I tell him, he gon' fly to. My respect. Had these girls saying, "Daddy, I do." Anything you ask, get it cracking when I fly through with God. As my witness, right hand on the Bible in Tokyo. Honey turned it up, hottie got, so I stroke for show. Now up in Atlanta at the strip club, she thick, huh? Took me to the swap where the crib was. Went full throttle, got cracking, I ain't bashful. From the kitchen to the countertop in the bathroom. Flips, both trips, most stamps on my passport. Told her, drop me off at Hartsfield, I'm international.
Hey girl.
Paris, homie, pick me up, I'm at the airport. With two bottles of Moe and a bottle of pork. Can we get something popping? Cause some all got caught, so of course I'm ready to get it, feel it going down right now. Hopped in the whip, popped a bottle, lit a blunt right now. Did about a buck 50 seconds late at the party right now. We celebrating Machiavelli, two apocalypse now. Escape through the front door, they choosing up on tippy toes. Cruising up to get the dough, if you lose the chick, then let her go. She done chose, it's over, bro. Look around, it's Harleyville. Dimes and high heels, came from Japan, New York, to Cali. Choosing for real with no grill in my dental. Pete, my swag is tremendous, make moves monumental. It was me, three mommies.